AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. According to a text written to Norway's prime minister, President Trump is tying his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision not to give him the Nobel Peace Prize. It's the latest in a standoff between Washington and its closest allies over his threats to take over Greenland. The White House has not ruled out taking control of Greenland by force. Denmark's foreign minister, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, says his country needs backup from NATO.
It's so important that all our allies in the NATO alliance and the European Union stand up for these principles to show the American president, you have a desire, you have a vision, you have a request, but you will never be able to achieve that by putting pressure on us. That signal is of crucial importance in order to, I would say, to push the Americans back into the meeting room.
The president told Norway's prime minister he no longer felt an obligation to think purely of peace. On Martin Luther King Day in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul spoke about King's famous march.
Let's get back to the streets. Let's start the fight again, because the march so clearly has not been completed in this country.
She spoke about the shooting death of Renee Good in Minneapolis by an ICE agent.
A six-year-old child woke up with a mother and went to bed an orphan in the United States of America. And if that can happen to one woman in Minneapolis, what about everyone else who stands in the way?
Three Catholic cardinals have urged the Trump administration to use a moral compass in foreign policy in Venezuela and in Greenland. More than 100 vehicles smashed into each other today or slid off an interstate in Michigan as snow fueled by the Great Lakes blanketed the state. Michigan State Police closed both directions of Interstate 196 near Grand Rapids. This is AP News. Valentino, fashion designer to the jet set, has died. He was 93. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
World famous actresses, first ladies, fashionistas, Valentino dressed them all. The Italian fashion designer, known for his signature red, died at 93 in Rome. Valentino Garavani's foundation announcing his passing Monday. His career began in the 1960s until retirement in 2008. Along the way, he told the AP,
I still really motivated because I love my job very, very much.
And what he loved about designing.
I love making women sensational, glamorous.
Valentino was born into a well-off northern Italian family. He said it was his childhood love of cinema that set him down the fashion path. He will lie in repose in Rome Wednesday and Thursday with a Friday funeral. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.